Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Like many of you in my audience today, I was born and reared in a Christian home. My parents always attended the services of the local congregation, Sunday morning Bible study, Sunday morning worship, Wednesday evening Bible study, gospel meetings, and vacation Bible school. My father was a song leader for many years and served as an elder for a long time. All of my brothers and sisters were members of the body of Christ. Surely this wonderful background gives me a ticket into the very portals of glory. Can I not trust in the goodness and faithfulness of my parents and of other family members for my salvation? The Apostle Paul denied that anyone can have any confidence in the flesh, although if anyone could, he could. He was circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and a Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law a Pharisee. Philippians 3:5. Obviously, I am not the final judge of any human being's salvation, but that sounds pretty good to me. But Paul gave all of that up and counted it but loss that he might win Christ and be found in him, not having his own righteousness which is by the law, but the righteousness which is by the faith of Jesus Christ. Philippians 3:7-9. Paul's Jewish family apparently was very strict in their observance of the law of Moses. He was circumcised the eighth day, just as the law required. The Lord himself said to Moses and Aaron, "And when a stranger shall sojourn with you, and will keep the Passover of the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and let him come near and keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof." Exodus 12:48. "And in the eighth day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised." Leviticus 12:3. Circumcision was God's arrangement which showed who belonged to him. Circumcision was a mark that one was already a child of the living God, not to make him a child of God. Circumcision unquestionably had its place in the Mosaic covenant. But nobody has a right to require it of anyone in the Christian era. These are Paul's words to the church at Corinth. "Is any man called being circumcised? Let him not be uncircumcised. Is any man called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God is." 1 Corinthians 7:18-19. Paul knew he could not trust in the fact he was circumcised according to the law for his salvation. He did not try to undo his circumcision, but he did not trust in it. Paul came from the stock of Israel. He was not a proselyte. He was born into Judaism. He enjoyed the blessings which attended his spiritual heritage. He was not, as a Christian, trusting in his being an Israelite, but he had profited greatly from his family background. His inheritance included his being from the tribe of Benjamin. His namesake was King Saul, the first king of Israel. The tribe of Benjamin was not led away from God when Jeroboam divided the kingdom and became the first king of Israel, the 10 tribes in the north. While there was sin among the Benjamites, just as there was among all the tribe of Benjamin seemed to have been more faithful than most of the other tribes. I have no doubt Paul took some pride in coming from the tribe of Benjamin and being named for King Saul, the first king of Israel. Are being circumcised, being of the stock of Israel, and coming from the tribe of Benjamin adequate for Paul to trust in them for his salvation? "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ." Philippians 3:7. Thank you, friends, for listening, and may God richly bless you.